Olds, women of Mountain View, Nihal and Clearwater counties and the urban centers within them received lots of praise for their entrepreneurship and community building from arts, culture and the status of women minister Tanya Furr in Olds recently. Furr attended the first Mountain View and Neighbors Women in Business Awards luncheon, held in the Pomeroy Inn and Suites on March 8. I appreciate the recognition of the many contributions these women have made to our community, Furr said. On behalf of Alberta's government, I applaud all the nominees for sharing their time, skills and talents with the communities they live in. Today on International Women's Day, there is no better time to celebrate the nominees and all the women in Alberta for their incredible accomplishments. It's a day to acknowledge the difference women make in our lives. Furr said the Alberta government has invested millions of dollars to help women gain employment and advance in many sectors of society. It has also struck agreements with the federal government to make childcare more available and affordable so women can contribute to the workforce and society as a whole. Furr said steps are also being taken to combat against non-Indigenous women and Indigenous women, 2SLGBTQ+ individuals as well as people with disabilities who, she said, are at an even higher risk of experiencing violence. Furr and Olds Didsbury Three Hills MLA Nathan Cooper noted that Alberta has a long and proud history of women who have made great strides in making society more equal. That includes Nellie McClung and other members of the Famous Five who fought for women to be included as persons in law, which finally occurred in 1929. Furr noted that in 1917 that two Albertans became the first women elected to public office anywhere in Canada. The first female police officers and female magistrate were also Albertans. Furr also said Nellie Carlson worked hard to repeal discriminatory sections of the Indian Act in the early 1970s. Rosella Bjornsson of Lethbridge became the first female jet pilot for a commercial airline in North America. In 1953, Violet King became the first black woman in Alberta to graduate in law. She was also the first black woman to become a lawyer in Canada, Furr added. Furr said McClung was her favorite Famous Five heroine. If I ever had a pet, I would name my pet, Nellie. My parents never let me have a cat or dog, so I had many, many, goldfish named Nellie. Nellie 1, Nellie Sr., Nellie number 2, number 3, she said, stirring some laughter. Every day, women and girls help create better and stronger communities. And they turn their passion and ambition into action, and those actions benefit our communities, Furr said. But International Women's Day is not just about the women who make headlines and history, it's about all of you in this room. It's about the business owners and women who are entrepreneurs, the backbone of our economy. It's also about the unpaid and sometimes unrecognized work women do at home to make sure their families and communities are happy and healthy and thriving. And the advocates who volunteer their time, skills and leadership to charities and organizations, aiming to make life better for all. As the Minister of Arts, Culture and the Status of Women, my goal is to help continue this progress and momentum. Successful women mean successful communities and a successful province. Furr said violence against women, 2SLGBTQ+ individuals and people with disabilities is unacceptable, as we know. Every Albertan deserves to live free from fear and violence, she said. So the positive news is as a government, we're working with our partners across the province to develop Alberta's 10-year strategy to end gender-based violence and support survivors. Furr said the province and the federal government negotiated $54 million in new federal funding over 4 years to support those efforts. I look forward to the work that we're going to continue to do together, work that will benefit all Albertans, because when women are equal in all facets of life, Alberta is a better place to live, to work and to raise a family, she said. Today and every day, I encourage you to reflect on the amazing women in your life and thank them. To the women who have been nominated, you are all incredible Albertans who represent the very best in leadership, business and innovation and are the embodiment of our province's entrepreneurial spirit. To everyone here today, congratulations on your own unique Alberta story and your own personal accomplishments. You have so much to be proud of.